Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Khalid Better, it's Hot 101.5, Tampa Bay's new hit music, and you are seconds away from Miguel and Holly radio blogs. But first, this lovely lady, Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony, she's going to be here. Tamara McDitton's in Soho.
Yeah.
And we have a chance for you to meet her, all right?
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is download the free Hot 101.5 app
yes.
on your smartphone, and then you can meet Allie Brooke.
This is awesome.
Yes.
Yes.
All right? And it all happens tomorrow during our free show with Allie Brooke at McDitton's in Soho.
This is Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
These are the radio blogs of Miguel Fuller and Holly O'Connor. Because it's so much easier to say it out loud than it is to type them, dear blog, there's something that I think that I want to relax one of my hard no's, okay?
Oh, this is like a deep-seated belief that you've had?
Yes. And I think I need help on relaxing this.
Okay.
So it's well known that I'm not a dog person. I'm not an animal person.
Right.
And that comes from a fear of animals. I can't really tell you why I've been afraid of animals my entire life. I just have been afraid of dogs, cats,
part of your personality, birds.
Everything.
Okay.
Afraid. And so then as I got older, I was like, I am, you know, at the time in my mid-20s, black man, a large black man at that time. I can't be running away from dogs like I'm 12 anymore.
It tends to look a little awkward.
So I have to just sort of bite through it. So now I do. Like, Holly and I have worked together for 11 years, lived together for the first five.
Yeah.
And after a couple of years, you and your ex-husband got a dog.
Right.
And I was like, all right, you just got to get through it. It's okay. Here's the thing. I feel like I am a dog person.
Okay.
I just don't know how to get over some of my, I don't even know, apprehension about it. So my roommate Dylan, he dog sat for a couple of days for one of his friends. It's a cute little dog. Don't ask me what it is because I don't know, but it was a cute little dog. And I understand that it's cute and it's sweet and it doesn't bark a whole lot. But when it jumped on the couch, I freaked out. And I was like, get off the couch. And I want to know, how do I get these things in these roadblocks in my mind away so I can say I'm a dog person?
Hmm.
Because I can understand it.
I think there's different levels of dog person. Like, a lot of, not, I actually don't have stats, but I'm sure there are people that don't let their dogs on the furniture.
Right.
Maybe that's just your rule. Or, I mean, I think you need to come, maybe start making a list of what your freakouts are. Like, so you said when the dog jumped on the couch, that's one of them.
Right.
So maybe you also don't like dogs jumping on you. Or maybe you don't like cleaning up the business. I don't know. You need to make a list of like what freaks you out the most and then see if that can be compatible with because I'm assuming this is going in the direction of I wouldn't mind getting a dog one day.
Possibly. I want to start working towards it. I don't want to just say no because I know that's important to my boyfriend
yeah.
at some point. And so I want to start working towards it, but I'm just sort of at a loss on like how to get to that point.
Right. Well, I would start with a list.
Okay.
I mean, does that make sense?
Yeah, no, definitely. To sort of see how that gels and how I can work through that.
Yeah, and maybe if there's like a common thread.
Because
if you start writing down all the stuff that stresses you out, maybe you'll start to see it all has to do with, you know, I don't know.
Okay.
Dog hair. I don't know. Who knows? But this is what I'm saying. Like, you have to figure out where the common denominator is, and then you can work on that.
That's a homework assignment for the weekend. I'll come back with that list on Monday. We're going to work through this. I'm determined to.
It's good.
I'm determined to work through it.
Because you don't hate dogs. You're
no.
just apprehensive.
Yes.
Dear blog, I'm Irish. It's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday.
Yeah.
As your local friendly neighborhood Irish woman, allow me to help you call in sick on Monday. Because Sunday, you might decide to go drinking.
Yes.
Get some Irish beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. And if you need to call out on Monday, you can't just be like, hell, Fillion. Okay, we know the jig is up. Ha ha, the jig.
Get it?
Okay, here are a couple of Holly O'Connor's tips on how to call out Monday if you are indeed too hungover by the luck of the Irish.
And you have to do this in an Irish accent, Holly.
Oh, very good. I can't do Irish. I can only do English. I don't know. That's the only ironic and bad thing. My only grasp is like Lucky, the Lucky Charms character.
Go with it.
Keep it brief. No. I can't. Okay, less is more.
Okay.
So, keep it brief, less is more, and don't divulge details unless asked, okay?
Okay.
And, you know, you do need to acknowledge that this is bad timing because your boss is going to be like, oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're like, no, I got it. I know it's awkward. But as long as you haven't been bragging all week about how you're about to go get wasted on Sunday.
Valid.
It's better. Okay. And you only tell people that are on the need-to-know basis. Like, so your boss, obviously your boss, he or she needs to know. But maybe your coworkers don't, because loose lips sink ships.
That's true.
And then finally, be realistic about what you can drink on Sunday so that you are not a complete train wreck on Monday. Yeah, like go indulge. But, you know, and the thing is, if you're like, I can work from home to your boss and you know you can't work from home because you're sick.
Yes.
Don't say you're going to do it.
True.
So there you go.
I love it.
Go forth. And enjoy St. Patrick's Day and possibly take Monday off.
From Holly O'Connor.
Holly O'Connor.
Top of the morning to ya. All right, Holly. I'm just going to stop now while I'm ahead. It is 6:50. What is hot in Hollywood?
All right. So we've got more fallout from the whole college admission scandal. And I'll get to it in hot in Hollywood. But also, Cardi B talking about voices in her head.
What?
What is going on? We'll find out at 7 o'clock.
Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.